Now, you probably don't think about what happens to old cars and the old lead-acid batteries that power them. Well, the good news is that 98% of them get recycled. That isn't bad, but if we're moving into a future of electric vehicles powered by lithium-ion batteries, 98% of those are not recycled. Not quite as great, and the amount of waste produced by them is growing 20% per year. Absolutely insane figure. However, our very own CSIRO has a plan, and here to run us through why lithium-ion battery recycling is important is Dr. Anand Bhatt, Research Team Leader for Battery Storage at the CSIRO. Anand, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you today?
Well, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So I suppose for those of us who aren't in the know, could you tell us a little bit about what lithium-ion batteries actually are and how they're different?
So lithium-ion batteries use the lithium ions inside them, and by using lithium ions, you actually increase the voltage of the battery so you can store more energy into them. Now, they're different to a lead-acid battery, which uses water and acid as the electrolyte to allow the battery to operate. Lithium ions use organic materials and sort of highly fluorinated chemicals as well.
And so does that make the recycling process of these batteries different, or is it a similar process for the water and acid?
No, it's a completely different process to recycle them. So one of the things that the current industry is really focused on is on extraction of cobalt, which is a very high-value commodity material. It's quite rare across the world, and there's only one real source of it. And so we do a whole heap of different processing, things like having to acid digest and just pull out that cobalt itself as a metal.
So when it does come to recycling these lithium-ion batteries, 98% of them don't get recycled, I was reading. That's insane. I mean, if we can recycle them, what's stopping them from being recycled?
Yeah, so that's a good point. Now, at the moment, we generate about 3,000 to 4,000 tons of lithium-ion battery waste per year. This is a lot from mobile phones and laptops, etc. The majority of them just end up in landfill sites. There are a few schemes where people can recycle them, but they're not well known to the general population. And so that's sort of one of the major drawbacks. The second area is, as I mentioned, cobalt is one of the materials that's of interest at the moment, but this is only a small component of the battery itself. It's only about a few percent. There's a lot of precious materials inside the battery can itself, which could potentially be recycled, but we don't have the technology to do that at the moment.
And I was reading as well that Australia is poised to become a real leader in this industry. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I think so. Because Australia has this high adoption of sort of solar PV, and we're now moving into that area where people are beginning to put these lithium batteries into their homes. We've seen the big lithium installations in Western Australia, South Australia, with Tesla's big bang. We have a real opportunity here to set up a recycling industry and show the world how it's done. The problem is not just an Australian problem, it's a global issue. But I think Australia's beginning to take the stand and the lead and say to the world, look, this is how it should be done, guys. Why don't you follow what we're doing?
And so what sort of work is the CSIRO doing to make this a reality?
So what we're doing is we're trying to develop a new technology which will recycle all forms of lithium-ion batteries. Now, the one thing I'll mention is when we say lithium-ion batteries, everyone just assumes it's a single sort of chemistry, a single variety, but there's 14 or so different types of lithium-ion batteries. Now, not all of them can be recycled under the existing processing methods which are used internationally. And so we're looking and saying, well, can we develop a process where we can take all of these batteries and still extract high-value materials out of them?
It's definitely going to be one to watch. Anand, thanks so much for joining us this
morning. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Anand Bhatt from the CSIRO on why we should recycle lithium-ion batteries and how Australia is poised to become a market leader in the area.